Live from Los Angeles, California and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it's the Coast to Coast Show.
In other news... Oh, my apologies.
How we doing, folks? Live from Hollywood and from, well, we don't know where Amanda is. She's joining us, I think. But I know Cornell's going to be joining us soon. This is the Andy and Amanda program, folks. It is certainly a pleasure to be back here with you once again on this Monday, March 21st, 2022. And hey, you know what can I say? Hope everybody had a really great weekend and everybody stayed safe and stayed alive and was paying attention to what's going on in the world to an extent, not to too much of one, but at least to some extent, because you got to put on a smile and keep a happy face. And you hear what's going on around the world, Russia and Ukraine and all the shootings in the United States. It's might be hard to put on a smile all the time here like we're doing, but you know, we take things in stride. I think Cornell is with us. Hey, Cornell, are you on the air?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How you doing, man? How's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man. Is Amanda here?
No, Amanda's not with us yet. She's not on the show yet.
Oh.
So it's live from Hollywood. And we're Hollywood and Philadelphia, Delaware. You know, hey, you know,
everywhere. We're everywhere.
23 countries around the world, and we're brought to you by the Andy and Amanda Show, and we are being broadcast via podcast after the show on many, many networks, from iHeartRadio to TuneIn Radio to Pandora to iTunes to Google Alexa, Chrome. The list goes on and on and on and on. FM News everywhere. We are everywhere. And
yes. And we are the greatest show on the planet.
We try to be, you know, we don't know. We don't know why or what makes us that
Please
way.
Tell me that's not your plan.
Well, our plan was just to be us and to kind of provide some insight on the world and some commentary on the world as seen through the eyes of normal people, not professional journalists, press people and the Anderson Coopers of the world, and the Tucker Carlsons of the world, and the Sean Hannitys of the world, the Dennis Pragers of the world, and the Don Lemon.
Yes.
Don Lemons of the world. But we're all in the music production, film, and entertainment business, and music performing business, and graphic design, and we started this radio show almost 2 years ago with the idea of just having a conversation and letting people be part of the conversation and what's on our mind. We try to speak the truth. We do our best to provide – we do a lot of peer review research of peer-reviewed articles and kind of go behind the headlines to see what's going on in the world and provide commentary accordingly. And, people seem to like what we're doing, and we don't take ourselves too seriously, nor should we, nor should anybody, I don't think. I tell you know what I mean? It ain't easy, you know what I mean?
And our own damn self.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say something. Again, I don't remember what it was. But anyway.
I forgot what I was going to say, too.
A bunch of stuff going on. I just heard recently a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor who was in an apartment in Ukraine and was killed, and he was tragically killed by the Russians. Survived the Holocaust, 96 years old, was very involved in making sure that, you know, lest we not forget what happened and the atrocities that occurred in Europe during the Second World War, and in the whole movement of, you know, promoting the well-being and knowledge of the Holocaust, and was head of certain specific committees of Holocaust survivors. He's 96 years old, and he was killed by a Russian bomb. And just unbelievable. We're seeing stories of children being murdered and civilian apartment complexes and buildings and schools, theaters being destroyed by Russian bombs. It's just absolutely, it's beyond atrocious. It's beyond acceptable to me. Because I thought at the end of World War II, we would say, lest we not forget, this will never happen again. The world would never let it happen again. And we are letting it happen again. And, I'm not encouraging our military involvement because I know that would present a third world war. But it seems to me that we are in some ways on the very brink of that. I hope not. Putin is a madman. He's absolutely a madman. And I don't know what he's trying to do or what, he's 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, I think it is now, Russian soldiers have been killed by the Ukrainian army. This ain't a pushover like they thought it would be. And his own people. Do you have what's going on with, right now? If you have a equivalent of like a YouTube or a TikTok or a Facebook or any of those kind of pages in Russia, and you have a Z, which is a Stand for Ukraine sign in Russia. That's what they use for some reason, the Z, or backwards Z, something like that. You'll get arrested and prosecuted and up to 15-year jail sentence. And the crime that they're getting with and misinformation to other Russians. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what the hell's going on over there. I just, raise my hands.
It's real crazy. I just talked to Amanda. She said she's headed on the show right now.
Oh, great. Great. All right. We missed Amanda. I know she's under the weather last week. And while we're waiting for Amanda, I'm going to play this little blurb from somebody responded to something we did. But anyway, take a listen.
It's becoming clear that Vladimir Putin is kind of a hapless fuck, much like his best girlfriend, Donald Trump. He's invading Ukraine, but he's not doing well. They're running out of resources. They're running out of gas. There's horrible morale amongst all the soldiers. When they take these soldiers prisoners, they're like 19, don't know what they're doing or why they're fucking there, and are upset that they are there. We've got farmers stealing their vehicles. There's even a little girl on TikTok showing you step by step how to steal a Russian tank. These people are becoming a joke more and more every day. But still Vladimir Putin makes these threats. Still he's bombing civilian targets. This guy is clearly a war criminal. He should be tried for it, and I'm guessing he will. As this is all going on, his country is crumbling. The economy is gone. People are going to be standing in lines just to get money that isn't worth shit. They're going to be standing in lines to get food and survive. Yeah. Ukraine isn't going to be the one that takes this down. Neither is America. Neither is Europe. What's going to take Vladimir Putin down is the people in Russia themselves. They're the ones that are going to have to take him out of office, replace him, and do whatever they will with him. But the only way this stops is to get rid of Vladimir Putin. And that's on the Russians to get this done. You've got rich oligarchs. You've got the government. You've got the military. You've got the citizens. That's the only way this is going to stop, because Vladimir Putin is a fucking nutcase, and he's willing to die and destroy his whole country in the process.
Trump laid out a welcome mat for Putin's tanks in Ukraine. Three key facts about this story aren't getting enough attention. Trump's role, President Biden's role, and your role. Number one, Trump was clearing a path for Putin even before he became president. Normally, presidential campaigns are deeply involved in crafting their party's platform. But at the 2016 Republican convention, Trump's team reportedly had only one demand for the party platform. And it wasn't building the wall. It was stripping the call for weapons for Ukraine to defend against Russian invasion. That's weirdly specific. And when Trump was pressured about it, he parroted Putin's talking points, dismissing Putin's invasion of Ukrainian Crimea, which had already taken place.
He's not going to go into Ukraine. You can mark it down, you can put it down, you can take it anywhere
well, he's already
you want.
There, isn't he?
You know, the people of Crimea, from what I've heard, would rather be with Russia.
And as president, Trump made good on the platform pledge, illegally attempting to block and successfully delaying nearly $400 million of congressionally appropriated security aid for Ukraine, while he attempted to extort a personal favor from Ukraine's president. That's why he got impeached, the first time. We could spend days highlighting the peculiar intersections between Trump's agenda and Putin's. But suffice to say that Trump spent his 4 years strengthening Putin and weakening Ukraine and NATO. Number two, what has Biden done? Critics are claiming that he hasn't been tough enough with Russia. But what does being tough look like? It definitely doesn't mean threatening a full-scale war between the world's two greatest nuclear powers. That's something presidents of both parties spent half a century struggling to make sure would never happen. So short of that, what can an American president do? Well, President Biden used U.S. intelligence to alert the world to the imminent invasion months before it happened. This deprived Putin of any possibility of the element of surprise and helped undermine his attempts to spin false narratives. Ahead of the invasion, President Biden provided defensive weapons to Ukraine, including handheld anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles. And the defensive nature of these small weapons was important because it meant that they wouldn't play into the fiction that Putin was peddling, that Ukraine was a threat to Russia. President Biden also rallied NATO and the international community to join in condemning Russia's aggression and imposing sweeping sanctions that are already battering the Russian economy. Tragically, none of these actions by themselves will spare the Ukrainian people the horrors they're facing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hello. Horrible.
Hey, Amanda. The missing link of the show. Now I can get off right now, right?
You can go now for now.
I can go now. Thank you. I was your fill-in. I was your intern, so I can go now. Bye.
Intern. Aw, how you doing?
Amanda, we really missed you, Amanda.
I think she really believed me.
Oh, yes. I missed you too.
You know what I mean?
Aw, you boys all right, though? You doing good?
Well, on this show without you is like...
Raving lunatics!
Yeah.
If it helps, I feel like that all on my own.
Aw. So what's been up, sis? How you been doing, Amanda?
Oh, you know, I feel so much better now. I mean, I'm still not 100%, but yeah, I'm better than I was. It's been crazy. I got my energy levels a bit more back and, you know, a bit more back. That's not proper English. Come on there.
Yeah, we did capture the your attempt to get on the show on Friday. We got some of that. We got
that. We had a great show with Joe Richmond. He did a great job.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so happy to hear that. How is Joe? Is he good?
He was awesome.
Yeah, we have a clip of Joe's here. We have a clip of his.
Ah!
Yeah, that's what he said about me.
He's like, yo, you got to get rid of now, please. You would never
want to
show again.
Hey, Cornell, you have a bracket?
Yeah.
Who you like?
I just hold on to it.
Yeah.
That's how my brain is feeling right now.
But I'm liking Villanova, man. I don't know how far they're gonna go, but I sure do like them. I sure do like Villanova.
Of course. Let me ask you a question. Is Georgetown in it?
I don't think so. Purdue beat Michigan State, right?
Oh, Michigan,
so
it was tough back
in the 8s. you know, I got to look here. Let me take a look here. No, we don't have Georgetown. You have Seton Hall.
Yes.
We have Notre Dame, of course. North Carolina.
They're going to win. Yeah, I know they are.
What happened to UCLA? I got to figure out what's going on here. I haven't been following it that closely. San Diego, a couple of California teams. Delaware's in there. Delaware, Villanova, Delaware. Delaware must have lost to Delaware. Yeah, they must. I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn here because there's some real big fans and everybody's up to date on March Madness. And I don't want to come in here and sound like I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't follow it that closely, obviously. But it's kind of exciting. I'm going to get more into it. I will as time moves on here. But I'm all about Villanova, obviously. I used to live, you know, very close to Villanova, so there's a special place in my heart for that school and their athletic program and their sports. Yes, yes.
Well, I'm going
anyway,
all
hey. Hey, Amanda?
Yes, darling?
How's Boris Badenov doing? My man Boris Badenov over there in UK.
Oh, God, I don't know. The last time we spoke, it didn't end very well. No. No, I don't know. To be honest, you know, I've been dipping in, and I spoke to my family today, actually, and they were giving me the rundown of what's been happening in the UK. Mm-hmm. They told me that all the restrictions that have been lifted in the UK now. So
yeah.
I think we're catching up, right? Because it's already happened for you guys with all the restrictions lifted. Yeah. So we finally caught up. That's the thing. And we keep advertising how we're supporting Ukraine and trying to get the UK to keep on with these charity runs to support them and help them in that way. Also, he's trying to deal with this energy crisis we got going on because people, again, are still like really panicking about what's going on, whether they're going to be able to afford just to be able to eat and things like that because of how much the bills, the energy bills, are going to rise intensely. I mean, my sister, God bless her soul, she's just been diagnosed with COVID. So we had a video call.
Oh, today. No.
Bless her, my older sister. Mm-hmm. And so we were having this discussion and she was talking about the UK and stuff like that. And then she was saying how much it costs her a week just to get to work. And it was ridiculous price. It's like, I think £50 a week in fuel. Literally, that's just going to work and back. Forgetting journeys like going to pick up shopping or run some other errands and things like that. So the price of fuel, the way it's risen, has been crazy as well. So everybody's feeling that sting, right, worldwide. It's pretty much intense right now. To be honest, I don't know what else is really going on in the UK, to be fair. Where
you're probably better off.
Recovering.
Yeah. I hope you're feeling better. You know, here in the U.S. This morning, I passed very, very wee hours this morning. I passed a gas station. Fuel was $6.69 a gallon for regular.
Oh, wow.
How much?
That's
$6.69.
They must have just charged 10.
Yeah. Feels
and
like that thing, doesn't it?
I have an electric car. I drive by these stations, and it costs me to go over 300 miles. Cost me about $15, if that. You know, it's maybe a little more depending where you go. But
I'm definitely getting an electric car. You sold me. You sold me.
Amazing. But here's the interesting thing. I am of the belief that a lot of this fuel, and you know, in the UK as well as Amanda was just saying, I am of the belief that a lot of this inflation regarding fossil fuels is artificially motivated. In other words, I think that the oil companies have acknowledged, I've actually heard CEOs of the major petroleum companies, I've actually heard them state that they have no worries about there being shortages. There's no shortage whatsoever. Their responsibility and priority is to get cash in the pockets of shareholders.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that you know, I'm not, because we have an incredible oil supply here. We have an abundance of oil in the United States. As a matter of fact, we're among the leading producers of oil in the world. A lot of people don't acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Here. And, of course, we import a tremendous amount of oil from OPEC countries, of which Russia is not part of. You know, and then we've had some issues getting freighters in to offload oil and so forth, but that's being handled. But there truly is not a shortage of oil. There really isn't. Or if there is, you know, if I spoke slightly out of turn, if somebody knows something more than me, it's not much of one. Okay, there's not much of one, but I don't think there is one. But anyway, and I think what we're seeing here, in large part, maybe not holistically, but in part, is seeing a gouging and taking advantage of the American consumer. That's what I believe.
Yes, Yeah. I mean, we've had various energy crises in the UK many, many years ago. And so, you know, we were told to, there was restrictions on how much energy was consumed and things like that. And that was all bull crap back then, you know? So it's all power plays, like you said, sweetie, you know? And that's the sickening part. The sickening part, you know, people are worrying to death, frightened, and not being able to afford to buy food and things like that. And that shouldn't be seen as a luxury. It's a necessity in life. Water and food are necessities. So this is, you know, ridiculous. I'm not going to swear. I get very passionate about these things. Yeah. It's sickening. That's my word on it, damn it. Okay, next.
Man, it sounds so great to have you back, Amanda. You're an Eddie acting real good again. That is awesome.
Thank you. I've missed it. I have missed it. I tell you, seriously. I was all excited to do Friday, and literally I took a downturn. Like, I just thought, you know, in that moment when you start to feel better and you get, like, too ahead of yourself, and I have pain all over my tummy, all up my back. I felt weak. I couldn't move. Like, the conversation between Bella and I was literally zero, because I literally took a lot out of me just to talk. So I was just like, I can't do this. There's no way I can sit on the show for an hour and, you know, try and join in. I'd be here like, It was awful. But no, I pitched.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. didn't have the energy to go,
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's good to be back, boys.
That's your 20 songs. That should be one of Andy's new songs.
Yeah.
It probably already is.
Yeah. Hey. Inside joke, and I know what you're talking about, Andy. Amanda will keep going forward with this one.
Okay.
Amanda, I've got another question.
Okay.
Isn't there... you have a family birthday or somebody's birthday coming up in April next month?
April?
Isn't there? Cornell, is it yours?
My birthday is April the 9th. Today's my birthday. Yes, happy birthday, Gabrielle Butler. Daddy loves you.
Oh, happy birthday, girl.
It's Cornell. I thought it was Amanda. I knew somebody had a birthday coming up. I'm just going to see your birthday calendar here coming up in April. We've got to celebrate some birthdays, got to play some songs, got to play some music, and all that good stuff. Very cool, April. Okay. Hey, listen, folks, email andydemandyourshow@gmail.com. Tell us when your birthday is. We have a special treat for you if you do. And again, andydemandyourshow@gmail.com. Let us know when your birthday is. And if you listen to the show and how either a podcast or live, tell us on what medium you listen to the show on, whether it be Pandora or iHeartRadio or TuneIn Radio, and when your birthday is. You don't have to mention your age. If you do, it's okay. And we'll have a special treat just for you. So
yes, Andy, and your guitar picks, autographed from him.
I like that idea. Yeah, I like that idea. No, seriously, though, folks, let us know. Let us know you're listening to the show, where you live, and when your birthday is. And if you do that, you're going to get a special treat from us. So,
yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Beautiful. Yeah. Kind. Very kind souls. How have things been going over there? I mean, I heard Biden was, informing everybody about a possible cyber attack from Russia and to be prepared for it and things like that.
You know, I can't believe this is 2022 and we're even having this conversation. It was hard enough. Okay, first we had the Trump presidency, and we talked a lot about that on the show way back when, and we dove into various issues, dissected many, many, many of his thousands of lies. And, talked about racism and women's rights and problem pregnancies and education and got news headlines. We've talked about so many things. And then COVID hit. And then we started talking about COVID and then millions of people around the world who died. you know, and we kept track of that and what's going on. And again, deciphering through all of Trump's lies regarding treatments of COVID and so forth. And then we had the presidential election came in, and we talked about that. And my gosh, and then the election was over. And then we talked about, again, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Again, it came back to Trump. And and January 6th and the second impeachment. And we talked about that and also talked about COVID. Joe Biden's inauguration. We talked about his president when he got started following him and still talked about Donald Trump. And now we're on the, you know, the world is at war.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
I know.
What?
It's so ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
yeah.
It's like as soon as we COVID stop, it's like it's something else. After this, what's going on? What the fuck? Like Andy said.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It is.
Can we
see it? Yeah. I can't believe this is reality we live in right now. And it's to make the best of a bad situation, isn't it? I mean, there's going to be people listening to this that are so on board with, you know, fighting and protesting and about the war and everything. And I agree, but it makes ripples, but it doesn't make enough change. And in tough times like this, I'm not saying don't protest. Oh, my goodness. And I'm not saying go out and do it right now because I'm not trying to instigate that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, when things are this chaotic and crazy and we're all feeling the strain of coming through COVID and now all this dramatics with the war and everything like that, we've got to try and just find some sort of normality in our lives again. And that it's not being selfish. We can still be thoughtful and compassionate. It's just, you know, I think we spend so long talking about so many dramatic things in the news and in politics and in everything that we get those days where we're just like, oh, you know, I've had enough of the world today. Can I get off?
Unreal. You know, it just makes one go.
Mars.
Yeah. You want, again?
It's like,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and we can't forget, and we also can't forget, I skipped a couple of very important major things, the Black Lives Matter movement, the George Floyd, Aubrey, oh my God, I'm forgetting the name, but you know, the shootings and the defunding, supposedly defunding police when there was never an effort to defund the police. You know, I forgot about those things. Also very important items of concern and issues that we spoke about on the show over the past couple of years. And
yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's crazy, ay, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I still have a happy face. You know,
you've got to, haven't you? Because otherwise you just get so caught up in the craziness, the madness of it all, and you get sucked into it like... I don't know. I used to be one of those people that had to stay away from the news because it was just so depressing. And then then I joined this show. And it's like, okay, we'll focus on the news, but we're going to have a comic twist. And that's, you know, been brilliant. I loved it. You got to deal with it that way, I think, in life, because it's just it's so harsh on everybody. And, you know, we're struggling. You see people struggling, walking around. Mm-hmm. Little miserable. I guess everybody's happier now these restrictions have been lifted with like the masks.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I mean, that's like my
God.
I don't even bring a mask out with me anymore. I'm like totally done. Totally done.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get some music bookings, which is just a great thing. You know, I'm getting booked at some festivals and
fantastic.
Some special events. Yes. Which brings me. As far out right now as Labor Day, first week of September, I'll be up in Washington State with the folks at the Tumbleweed Music Festival and the Three Rivers Folklife Society, and in Richland/Kennewick, Washington. Bumper Shoot is that weekend, Labor Day in Seattle, and also Memorial Day weekend is the Folklife Festival in Seattle, and there's the Eclectic Music Festival in Pasadena coming up at the end of the month, and more festivals and events are coming up, and you're going to be seeing Andy Kimball out with his guitars doing it to it again, and the day can't come soon enough for him out there making it happen, right?
Oh, right. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we'll make some music. We'll make some music together and put a smile on our faces and make the world a happier place through music. You know, what do you think?
Absolutely, yes. That's what it's all about.
We really need it.
Mm-hmm.
it's good to give something back, isn't it? It really
no.
is. No? Oh, okay. Fair enough. I'm just going to slurp on my Pepsi here.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. I was going to say something, but I don't remember exactly what it was. Probably couldn't have been...
You were supposed to say...
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah. Anyway...
Hey, Amanda,
the,
yeah.
Well, busy with for me and you, Andy, and me. It's been a real busy week. Right, Andy?
It has. Incredibly.
Oh,
incredibly.
Yeah.
Incredibly. Do you know what
wow.
I was doing today, folks? And you might even be listening as we speak, perhaps. Probably the second to last day of the lengthy process of taking an amazing song written, composed by none other but the great and talented Kevin Michaels, a song that we're all going to be hearing called, and I've given you, provided you guys a little demo of what we're trying to head with this thing, a song called For You. And spent another 6 hours today in the studio.
Whoa.
Mixing. Yeah. And coordinating.
I was going to ask how that went. Wow. Still going.
Kevin's amazing. The song is amazing. The instruments he has on this project are amazing. But the way it was produced, and I'm not going to get into that, but we had to force Kevin and I to have to rebuild the whole, like build the song up in the mixing process, as opposed to mixing this amazing recording. And there were some good things about the recording, don't get me wrong. We're going to hear that in the song. But having to rebuild a song, and we recorded like 200 tracks with little mistakes and little things and little blurbs and little lines and little effects and little pieces of instrumentation where we didn't know where's this go, where's that go, and try to build an entire continuity, a song. It was no easy task. No easy task.
Yeah.
And this thing, I think, when it's done, is going to be amazing. It's going to be a great song. I think it's going to go places. And Kevin does a great job with it. I can't wait till it's out there and it's being played on the radio. And yours truly is going to get a production credit on the tune. Hey, and maybe production
Fantastic.
Guitar credit on the next one, Hey. Yeah.
Fantastic. That is great.
Yeah. That's how I spent my day today. My God.
Amazing stuff. And how about you, Cornell?
Actually, I went to the this weekend. I went to Joe Richmond invited me to the Delaware 76ers Blue Coats, and I had an awesome time. Joe put me on the seats. Actually, I was on the floor where all the players were, and it was awesome, man. It was awesome.
He was on the floor because he had one too many. Come on, tell the truth.
I was on the floor because they said it was a spot on the floor and they wanted me to sweep it up. So, so basically, I got my mop and my first I got a broom, then I swept it and then I put the mop down the floor more. That was my dream.
Oh, that sounds amazing. That is so cool. So, who won the game?
Yeah, won the game.
It was the other team that won. The Boston.
Oh, not the team you wanted, in other words.
Yeah, the other team won.
It was that memorable.
Yes. Maybe the dollar hot. I was eating too many other dollar hot dogs.
Were the dollar hot dogs? Were the dollar hot dogs?
Yes, it was. They had dollar hot dogs. It was good, man. They was real good.
Oh, we talked about that Friday. You can't beat Philly, area stadium hot dogs at the games and so forth around that area. Is it dollar hot dogs at the Blue Coats game? Every game, the dollar hot dogs, is that the deal there?
Yes, it's reasonable. Yes, actually,
as opposed to $7 you pay at the Field House in Philadelphia, wherever the Sixers play, wherever it's called.
More than that now, like $11.
No.
Really?
Wow. Actually, back to what I was saying, the Blue Coats lost to the Maine Celtics 145-141. So that situation. But Andy and Amanda, when I go to the, it's like, it's to me, it's better. The G League is better than sometimes the NBA because these guys are running fast pace back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's like a great game, man. I'm a big fan. I'm not a big fan of sports, but I really enjoy myself watching it and everything because, you know, I don't watch basketball. I don't watch nothing but a TV off.
I'm the same as you, though. I don't really watch much TV itself or sport, but what I do is I do watch a lot of movies on Netflix. I'm one of those people. But I just got no time for normal TV or anything like that. I just find it a bit tedious, you know. So many channels, and a lot of the time there's a lot of stuff that doesn't really interest me, apart from I was having this discussion the other day. The Discovery Channel is very cool. Very cool.
You get some
interesting stuff on there. Yeah. But other than that, I'm a movie buff. I love the movies and occasional TV shows, but mainly movies.
What are some good movies? I know there's some good movies that we know about on this show, like Game Day, produced by our friends back there in Philadelphia. And I forget the other one. I'm sorry. Holy smokes! You're gonna. We're such fans back
in. Home Team the other day. That was a cute one.
How was that? Good.
Netflix. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, it's the same people who do a lot of the movies behind the people behind Grown Ups, and you know, Adam Sandler does a lot. I think it's his company. That does these movies, and you tend to have a lot of the same actors in it. But Home Team's good game. It's cute. It's funny. I'd recommend. I got one on my list to watch called Black Crab, which is a Netflix movie. That looks pretty cool.
Black Crab.
Black Black Crab.
Oh.
Yeah, the things that walk sideways. It's meant to be like an apocalyptic thing, and it's meant to be quite good. So I'm going to give that a go, see if that's any good.
I have a recommendation for movies. Another movie I have not seen is recommended to me, and it's a movie called Escape from New York.
I love that movie.
Oh, you saw it? Oh, hell yeah. I have not seen it.
Oh, yes.
Really? So
I love that movie.
Wow. I did that one time for real.
Oh, really?
Escape from New York, yeah.
I never have.
Good thing. You're better off, believe me. You know, you shouldn't have to.
Okay.
But anyway, so Cornell, it's good, eh? I have a...
They have two, right? Escape from New York and Escape from Los Angeles, too.
No, is there? Really?
Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like an action with a sci-fi twist, right? Am I right? That's what it's described to me.
Man. Awesome. You had that. What was the singer name? Isaac Hayes was in there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was
telling. I had a realization. We're talking about the fuel crisis and the inflation of that and inflation in general, and also the Feds last week raised the Treasury a quarter point, first time since 94, I believe it was, so interest rate, to try to curb inflation. But it all comes down to this.
Yeah.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go round, that clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money. If you happen to be rich, should you feel like a nice entertainment, you can pay for gay escapades. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ting-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What?
My name makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. My name makes the go round of that we both are sure on being poor. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
Like the recording we played, just wait till you hear Min and I do it. My knee makes the world go around. Yeah, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
can't
y'all going to remix it because I need some money, 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 money. Money, money. I need some money, money, money.
Oh, it was so funny. I was seeing the cast from Wizard of Oz singing it, you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Hey, guys, Star Wars is coming out with another movie.
Yeah, so I believe. I bet you're well excited.
Unreal.
You know, oh my gosh.
Another one.
Star Wars.
Let it alone already. I'm like, you know.
How many have they done?
27.
It feels like it.
Does it though?
Yeah.
I'm like a fan of Darth Vader. That's who I want to see. That's my favorite star, Darth Vader. I have t-shirts. I have toys, car into the Darth Vader car. I'm everything Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. That's actually adorable.
You know what a sad truth is? That many times these sequels, I mean, you know, of course you have a movie as a blockbuster success such as Star Wars and, you know, Lord of the Pig, what's it called? Lord of the...
Lord of the Pig.
Feel like a pig.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that deal. Yeah. You know, and there's such successes that the directors and producers say, hey, you know, let's do another one. And to me, and I think it's all well and good, and people enjoy them, obviously. If they weren't making money, they wouldn't be making them. But to me, from an artistic standpoint, I want to see creativity. I want to see new things. I want to see ideas come to fruition. And instead of just grinding out the same old, same old, same old, same old, because why? Money makes the world go around, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just keep building new platforms onto a franchise, don't they? It's like, okay, well, let's just keep feeding them this because it seems to work. And
Well, I disagree with you guys. I am a Star Wars, like,
oh,
fan.
Star Wars,
yeah,
of course.
Oh my gosh, I love Star Wars, man. It's like, dude, I just, you don't understand how much I love Darth Vader. It's like crazy, dude. People
you
come
like
to my house, basement. Dang,
really?
I got like a whole setting of Darth Vader. I have Star Wars in my basement.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Really?
You know, yes, I can show you. Yes. And I have friends, thrift shop. I even have 1970s Star Wars toys.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. You know what I do have, actually? I was talking to Bella about this, and I need to find it. It's in an attic somewhere. I got the... You remember those little micro machines that they released back in the 80s?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's tiny little cars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the Back to the Future DeLorean one that they did.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it's so freaking cool.
Something.
Yeah, it's just
It seems like I was here yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm a vintage... I'm glad you spoke of that. I'm a vintage toy collector. I love old toys. I have an old school Mickey Mouse light-up car.
I love that.
It's real
stuff.
Cool, Andy. Somebody gave it to me. She said it was a 1965 toy.
Wow.
Oh, here go my... Oh. You hear?
There he is.
Coming. There he is.
You called him? He's on our show. Welcome aboard, Darth Vader.
Thank
you're welcome
you.
To hang out with us. Yes.
Thank you, Vader.
Yes. We got to wonder.
Why have you come here?
He just grabbed my neck.
He grabbed your what?
The force. My neck. The force and got me.
Your neck.
That's what Vader was known for.
I thought you said something else there.
Yeah, I thought for a minute that's why he was heavy breathing.
Shut up and take your chin!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the first do.
I thought you said... He grabbed your...
Back.
Do you remember, remember the Vulcan mind melt in Star Trek? That was a cool thing.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. They call the type of people... What do they call... Star Wars fans, or would they...
Trekkies.
They call them Trekkies, right?
Yeah.
People who love Star Trek, Trekkies, and... I don't know what they call people who like Star Wars. Just cool, I guess.
I'd rather enjoy it myself.
Oh.
I didn't like when they called me. They called me Darky. I was like, ho. You're not going to call me that.
That's kind of one step too far, right?
They call me... That.
I get called all sorts of names.
You are a fucking moron.
Yes,
Andy.
No respect at all.
No
respect. You know, none.
No.
You know?
No, both of you. Those names are just so wrong. Sorry.
Andy, I wanted to ask you, are you a fan of any movies? I mean, like, you know, a real true fan.
You're a contemptible lowlife for talking this way about this country. You're a contemptible lowlife for talking this way about this country.
Well, we heard you. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, we've heard, we've seen, we know.
I didn't.
We know.
I don't know why he's upset.
I know,
but
right?
It's too late. Unbelievable. A movie that I like, I think, let me think real quick.
That you can watch 100 times. And keep watching.
Oh, well, I saw the movie What's Up, Doc? With Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neal 42 times.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Barbara Streisand.
No, ask me why.
Okay, why?
Why?
Because I was a ticket ticker at the movie theater was playing for a summer job.
Oh!
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Good one.
Very good.
It was a good movie.
Are we clear?
Yeah. Wait.
I think for me, I've always loved the Superman movies because, you know, he was a bit of a hero for me when I was a kid. I grew up watching him and it was just like, oh my God, I'm in love with Superman.
Superman. I remember with Christopher Reeves.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love all those movies. I think they're great.
Yeah.
But, newer versions, the newer Supermen, they do a good job, especially the last one. Very good, very good. And the fact that you know, there's more action and grit in them now as well makes them a difference. Because back in the day, of course, in the 80s, late 70s, everything was fluffy and pure and, you know, good fighting evil.
Who was those three villains on Superman? One name was Zod or something like that. It was three villains
Yeah, they were all dressed in black, right? You had those two guys and that woman. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's name was
Dingbat.
Yeah.
That was. Yes. It was one part that he said. He said, "Why do you talk to me like this? Well, you know I will kill you for it."
Yeah.
He was so.
I know, right?
That was Zod. Yeah, they was Zod.
You
know, I was like,
right? Yeah.
Because the guy like, God help us, God. He said,
Colonel
no,
Zod or something, isn't it? Colonel Zod. Yeah. Yeah.
One, I like the classic. I'll never forget.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
Ah!
That was so good.
Yeah,
that
it was
so good.
It was really good.
It was an evil witch too.
Yeah. Remember that?
I love all these. Sorry, sweetie, go.
No, good.
Now, what would you pay for horror film? I think the most scary film I ever. What did he say? Oh my God!
It was really hard.
Yeah.
That was a very I haven't seen that in years. I wonder how can I get it that way again.
Oh, we have some more news about Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember Ron Jeremy? He remains jailed. 21 counts of sexual assault.
Oh my goodness!
His former porn star legend. Yeah, he's in jail. He tried to get out, and the judge here in California committed him back to jail to undergo psychiatric examination and evaluation. So we were following for a while back there. I don't remember Cornell got it quite a while back. We were following the life and career of Ron Jeremy extensively on this show. Do you remember those days? That may have been before Cornell's time. I don't even remember.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, it was after that the contract due time.
Oh yeah. And then we moved on and everybody was so happy.
People will be dancing, literally dancing, celebrating in the street, making out, having sex, parading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been asleep for most of that.
Let's pick up a phone line here. We got a blinking line from Hawaii. It must be none other than.
Badiup shit. Aloha.
Aloha. How you doing?
Well, I'm okay, but it looks like my brain fart. I forgot you guys moved an hour east.
I was like, what's going on?
Because the boys messaged me and said, we're on. I'm like, crap. I looked at the time. I thought, wait, I usually go on at about 8, and this was like 7 o'clock. And I was like, wait, is there, the clocks have gone forward for you guys. And he was like, yeah. I was like, ah. That'll be why.
Yeah, they moved an hour to the east, and I had y'all in here at 4 o'clock my time, but there we go. But I'm here.
The Senate voted, or is going to vote, or did, or something. I thought that they're going to terminate this whole daylight savings and keep daylight savings because people are happier when the days. Longer, you know, daytime. I'm up for. I hate when it gets to 5 o'clock. I hate that. Hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's better in a warm weather climate than it is when you're freezing cold and it gets dark at 5 o'clock.
Oh my goodness! Yes, I know all about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy.
Well, I used to like it back when I worked. You know, had one of those job things. And
oh yeah, one of these deals. Yeah.
And during the spring, summer, and fall, I could leave work and get 9 holes in.
Wow.
Because it was impossible to play golf on the weekends in the Bay Area, because it's 6 hours to play a round of golf. It's just insane. Yeah, that's not
wow.
golf. So I could leave work, get to the golf course, play 9 holes in an hour and a half, and then go home.
And you do live
wow.
very well.
I haven't played golf in ages. I did once score a hole in one. I'm very proud of that.
I've never even seen one. I've been caddying and playing since 1956, and I've never even seen a hole in one.
I swear to God, it was one of those unique moments I will treasure for the rest of my life. I've been playing the game for 15 minutes, I kid you not. And, yep. 15 yep. minutes, and I scored a hole in one, and everybody was so shocked, and I've never lived it down since. And, yeah.
I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
I got within 2.5 inches on New Year's Eve day of 1981. I was 2.5 inches to the right of the cup, but that's
oh.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
Oh, really?
That's what she said.
You cannot do it.
No.
Well, it's possible.
You cannot not do it either. That's
some
what
people
Kissinger
do.
Said.
Yeah. Some people do. Some
very
people
true.
Do.
Some
yeah,
people not,
yeah.
not do it. Okay, now I got you in at 3 o'clock, so I'll be able to call in next week. And
so three
really
is so you guys don't do daylight savings time in Hawaii. Eh?
That is correct. We got daylight all the time. So we
that's so
south.
Cool.
Wow.
So right now it's 2. What time is it there now?
It's 3:57.
Oh.
So it'd be 6:57 at your place.
Isn't that what it's normally like? 3 hours?
No. Until last week, it was 2 hours.
Really?
Because you
guys, I always thought it was...
you guys moved an hour to the east.
You know, I always thought it was a 3-hour time difference. I didn't know it was 2. I'll be darned.
It is during daylight savings time, and cause now you guys moved over to Tucson and Navajo Nation time.
Oh well,
because they don't change either.
Yeah, Mexico's not ready to change their clocks just yet.
Well,
no, they have to translate daylight savings time into Spanish.
Yes,
and the answer is. Por qué? Why would we want to do that?
Why?
It's a Democrat hoax.
Yeah. That explains it.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So here's what I have to say for everybody as we begin to wrap this show up.
He's going to have good sex for the rest of their life.
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
That's
mm-hmm.
always a wonderful thing to think about.
It is.
Both weeks.
But yes,
but.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah, Cornell, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I was, I was doing some marketing for the show while y'all was online talking.
No, Cornell's out there.
You got to pick up a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me use my hand. Do it in Andy while I grab my hand.
Okay, you got it. You guys got a minute. Can you recap what you've been talking about the last hour?
Sex.
Oh, gosh, in a minute? We don't even know what we was talking about.
Which only
do
takes
anybody...
you a minute, right?
Yeah, I'll laugh at myself for being an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would take me a day.
Well, I know.
Please don't go. You can't leave me, please. I'll never forgive you.
I know, but we do have to wrap. They're going to kick us off if we don't go. Hey, sorry
frankly,
I got to join us.
Charlotte, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's right. what was I going to say? I don't remember. Anyway.
They're about to kick us off.
They're going to kick us off. So we'll be back here I think on Wednesday. You know, our schedule has been so crazy. It's been an absolutely nutso schedule the last couple of weeks. So, folks, we've been, you know, we've been kind of veering off a little bit, and my apologies, because I didn't even notice for those of you who are listening to the podcast, and there are many of you all around the world, that it's pretty consistent. You know, we get these shows. We are a live radio show. We do not produce this as a podcast. It happens to stream afterward and becomes a podcast inherently, but that's not why we do this. We're not in the podcast business. We are in the radio business, and this is a radio show with real live people and real live phone numbers that you can really live call in and talk to live people, and we like to talk to live people as well as opposed to the alternative. Our number to do so is 515-605-9888. Please email the show at andymandershow@gmail.com. Also visit us on the web at andymandershow.com or .net. And we have a TikTok.
We do.
Yes. Andy?
Huh?
What's the TikTok?
What? TikTok. What?
But that's the...
Give this man a beer.
Thank you. Please. Our TikTok, It's Andy and Amanda Show. Just Andy and Amanda Show. Andy and Amanda Show. That's our TikTok.
Excellent.
Yes. And our Instagram is Andy and Amanda Show.
That was our sponsor.
Yeah.
Well, we know the world is listening. We are in 23 countries.
Really makes Europe dependent on us.
We are. Europe is being more and more dependent on us. We realize that as you know, as our population of listeners increases. And I think we were talking about this. Actually, I was talking to Kevin Michaels about this earlier today, that we are kicked off the air in Russia. We used to be number four. I don't know why we're number four, but in popularity, you know, the stats come in every week, and we see where who's listening and where. And Russia has pretty much consistently for a long period of time, we've had a lot of listeners in Russia, and we are now not in Russia. So if anybody over there is listening to us through alternative means, you know, hang in there. Be safe, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know.
It's a little rough.
All right.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
We are indeed. What another awesome show. I'm glad that I got to join this one and be back. It's been weird.
Yes.
Weird. Yeah.
Yes.
Weird's good.
Just remember what we said earlier. Just remember.
Money. Money makes the world go around. The world go around. The world go around. Money makes the world go around. It makes the world go round. A market.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought that was today. Gravity.
Yeah,
Monday makes the world go round.
Monday makes the world go round. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You are.
Yes. So
Monday, Monday.
Yeah. Oh, the Mamba's
great song.
Yeah, that's by the
the Chinese.
I'm a cat.
No, not.
The Mambos and the Papos.
What a group.
What a group. Yeah. Group, well, folks, we'll be seeing you next time around. Yeah, Chet, thanks so much for calling in. And
absolutely.
And we are, you know, Amanda has taken residence temporarily in Mexico. So we are live from Hollywood in Monterrey, Mexico right now. And, you know, it's been wonderful having you on this part of the world. Hey, listen, I forgot to tell you, Amanda, my daughter flew out to London to hook up with a friend of hers over there, and they palled around London. Today they went to Scotland by train. Did you ever go to Scotland?
Oh, Scotland is an incredibly beautiful place. Absolutely stunning.
That's where they're at. Give me a second, real quick, before we go. I'll tell you where they're at in Scotland, because she texted me from the train. That they're on their way. I know we have to sign off of here before they make us sign off. Okay, give me a second.
The Scottish people and the English people have a bit of a clash going on. The Scottish don't really like the English, and the English don't really like the Scottish. But we love the country there, as in the their surroundings and the beauty there is just stunning, absolutely stunning.
Stirling or something like that in Scotland.
Oh, Sterling.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. She really enjoyed it. She enjoyed.
Well, she just took the train the other day. They spent the last week in London.
Okay.
And her first time over there, and I was impressed. I dropped her off the train. She took a nonstop from L.A. to London, went through customs. There's a long walk, you know, from customs to where you take the metro in London. And
yes.
And not that she's, I mean, she's incredible. I mean, she's, you know, very responsible kid. I'm not surprised, but you know, she's your daughter, and you know, sending her over to the foreign country, and it's a long
of
walk,
course.
And her bags and her guitar and all that stuff, and going to
of course.
Finding a metro. She had to change metros to get to the Airbnb where her friend and she is in her staying, and then they paddled around London all week, and now they're going to Scotland, and they're coming back to London. They're seeing a concert, and then she's flying home the day after the concert. But I'm hoping to go end of June, early July. You're headed back there, Amanda.
I'm back leaving here on July the 11th, but I don't think I actually get back to the UK until July the 12th because of the time difference and the amount of hours traveling
of this year.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, my short time would be a very long time. Yeah, they wouldn't keep me here that long, unfortunately.
When people are pounded night after night, it naturally shakes their confidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotta remember that.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard. But anyway,
but
I'm hoping to get back.
But it makes the liquor store owner happy.
It does it, though?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. We'll be back. God, we've been trying to say goodbye now for quite a while. But I bet, you know, hey, you know, here we are. If I don't get out of here, we won't get out of here. Amanda, get us out of here for me, please.
Absolutely. So on behalf of my wonderful co-host, Andy Kimmel in California Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in Monterrey, Mexico. What a cute sign that is in the background. And Cornell Butler in Delaware. And also our wonderful guest for calling in. And I'm sorry you've only been here a short time. Chet Gardner in Hawaii.
It was negative.
That is cat.
And his cat. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for sticking with us and supporting us. We wouldn't be here without you. And yeah, please join us again when we come back.
Hopefully Wednesday. Should be Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
We'll wobble back into your ears.
We hope to.
Yeah.
We hope to. Everybody, take care. Be strong. Stay safe. Bye bye now.
Absolutely. Bye everyone.
Bye bye.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.